Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy. Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Right.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For though my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
Though my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father in the name of the Son, hallelujah, and in the name of the seed, blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and glory to the King of Kings. Father, we bless you and we praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, Lord. We glorify your name, O God. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. And so, Father, we honor you. We thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. We glorify your name. Abba, Father. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Almighty God. You are awesome. There's no one greater than you. So we come to thy throne of grace first to say thank you. We are grateful, O God, for all that you are doing and have done and will do in our lives. We thank you that all your promises are yes and amen. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace. Oh God, we just thank you, most importantly, for salvation in the name of Jesus. For Holy Spirit, we reverence you. We welcome you in this service in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our lives. We ask you, Holy Ghost, to take preeminence in this service. Take preeminence in our lives. We surrender our spirit, souls, and body to you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us and guide us. Teach us into all truth, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, breathe on for one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Almighty breath of God, breathe on our spirit. Breathe on our souls. Breathe on our bodies. Breathe on us. Breathe on me. Breathe on us, breath of God. Breathe on us, Holy Ghost. Breathe on us. Breathe in the atmosphere, Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Breathe on us. Oh, Holy Ghost, breathe on us, breath of God. Breathe in us. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Hallelujah. Breathe on us. Breathe, Holy Ghost. Breathe in us, Holy Spirit. We need a refreshing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Breathe, O Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on us. Breathe on us in the name of Jesus. We come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, Lord, for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory, and we cry for mercy. Father God, merciful our children, merciful ourselves, merciful each and every one of us, oh God. We pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God. Lead us and guide us, oh Almighty God. Be merciful unto us. And Father God, just as you are merciful unto us, just as you forgive us our sins, teach us how to forgive others, one another, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says, if we do not forgive others, you will not forgive us, oh God. So we pray for the spirit of forgiveness to rest upon each and every one of us, regardless of what someone has done, someone has said, Lord, we want to be in your presence. Hallelujah. We want to stay in your presence in the name of Jesus, even after we leave this world, Lord. We want to be with you. So, Father God, we pray that the Holy Spirit will work in our stubborn hearts. Take the heart of flesh, our stone, and give us hearts of flesh that we can be loving and forgiving to one another in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray even as we move above with forgiveness, we pray, oh God, you will touch the hearts of those that we have hurt, Lord Jesus, and that they will forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O God, to be mindful, to walk in your ways, to speak only what thus says the Lord, to speak words that bring edification to the name of Jesus. Take away the spirit of pride. Give us humility. Help us to walk in the truth, and your word is the truth. Sanctify us, separate us, O God. Let us live by your word. Let us pray by your word. Let us do what is right in your sight, O God. And we always need you, Holy Ghost, because every time we try to do these things on our own, we fail. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, with you, all things are possible. So we walk by the Spirit of Almighty God and not by flesh in the name of Jesus. Father God, we need an infilling of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, fill us, oh God. Empower us, oh God, to do all that you have called us to do in the name of Jesus. Father God, release the blood of Jesus over our spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our body, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. The blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh, great grand in the blood of Jesus, everyone under the sound of our voice in the blood of Jesus, our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, this prayer service in the blood of Jesus, the radio, Block Talk in the blood of Jesus, oh God, the prayer line in the blood of Jesus, oh God, our dwelling places, each and every one of us on this prayer line, cover in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We cover the works of our hands in the blood of Jesus. We cover this day, this minute, this hour, this second in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Even as we go back and forth to work, we cover our cars, our transportation in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we thank you for your precious blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you make your ministers a flaming fire. Make us your, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, make us your flaming fire, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you uproot and burn everything in us that is not of you, O God. In the name of Jesus, you said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Father God, we know all holiness comes through Jesus Christ, O God. So we pray, O God, that Christ in us, O God, that we'll walk in his holiness and righteousness because he lives in us, O God. We'll walk by his spirit, O God. Help us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you this morning to send your holy angels to be with us, to guide us and protect us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Send your holy angels to guide and protect each and every one of us this morning and our children, our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, those that are connected to us, to be with us, guiding us and protecting us in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for the ministry of your holy angels, oh God, to war on our behalf, to do your biddings in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We put on the full armor of God in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, oh God, those that are connected to us. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, oh God, that this is the day you have made. We thank you, oh God, for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Father God, you will provide for us according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So we thank you for divine provision in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We stand on your words and your promises. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen to those of you that's just joining us. We say good morning, good morning. The song says, breathe, and I want you to just be quiet or repeat it. Take your time and repeat this because there's a word that is coming out this morning. And I want you wherever you are, if you can speak wherever you are, because I know sometimes people are at work. But I want you to pray this. It's a prayer and it's a psalm. But we're going to use it as a prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Breathe on me of God. Can you repeat that? Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love the way you love, and do what you would do. Let us pray again. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love the way you love and do what you would do. Breathe on me, breath of God. Please say that after me. Breathe on me, breath of God. Till my heart is pure. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure. Until my will is one with yours. Until my will is one with yours. Do and so endure. That's the second one. Let's say it again. Breathe on me. When you're saying this, you should feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until my will is one with yours, to do and to endure. Now the last one is, breathe on me, breath of God. So shall I never die. All eternity. For all eternity. Breathe on me, breath of God. So shall I never die, but live with you the perfect life for all eternity. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. And when it's talking about never die, we're not talking about physical death. We're talking about spiritual death. When we die when we're not having certain relationship, when we do what we want to do, when we let our flesh take over, then our spirit man becomes, dead. So we want to live as Christ wants us to live in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to take you to the book of Genesis this morning. Holy Spirit, Genesis 2. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Once again, we love you. Spirit of the living God, I surrender completely to you. Let your perfect will be done in this early morning devotion. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. Turn the Logos word to our Rhema word, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for revelation. We pray for understanding, O God, and we pray, O God, that you, the Holy Spirit, will teach us how to apply this word in our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your word come forth as a two-edged sword. Let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me, our eyes behind the cross. All of you and none of me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Unto the angels, Revelation chapter 2. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, but thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars, and has borne and has patience, and has borne and has patience for my name's sake, has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come into thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. I want you to look at this. The church of Ephesus Hallelujah. The church of heaven says, so the angel, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, they're not talking, we're talking about the heads of these churches. But I want you to look at this word. You are the son of the and daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So Jesus, this is Jesus. Jesus is speaking. These things, he who holds seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven, that's Jesus speaking. He's telling, I know your work. I know your labor. I know how patient you are. I know you cannot stand evil. I know you hate people who say they are apostles and not, and you find them to be liars. I know you have patience for my name's sake. You that have not fainted. You've been there. You've been with me. You have not fainted. Evil. And all these things, but Jesus said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. So he's saying you're doing all these things. You hate evil. You don't like, you work hard. You have patience. You have this. He said, but I have something against you because you have left your first love. The scripture says, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. That's the first greatest commandment. But he's saying to us, you have left your first love. And then he's saying to repent. And then he goes to verse 6 and says, you hated the deeds of the Nickelodeons. You hate the things that he hates. You don't like evil. You don't like, you know, you're in the kingdom. You got patience. You hate evil. You don't like people that lie. You cannot bear these things. But he still has something against us. Amen. He said, why? What is it, God? You have left your first love. Now, every one of us, our first love should be Almighty God. So maybe we come on the prayer line every morning. We pray, we hear the word of God, we worship, we get up on time, we come to all the different, we go to church, we in the choir, we sing evil, we got patience and all these things, but then Christ is saying, we have left his first love. He's speaking to us this morning. We have left first love. So what it is, it's a form of godliness. We get accustomed. We fall in love with the thing that we are doing. We fall in love with coming up, getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock. We fall in love with what we are doing for God. But yet and still, we are far away from God because now it's a habit. You see, God sees the heart of man. He sees your heart. He sees my heart. We do all the things. It's a form of godliness because we're used to doing it. We're used to doing these things, but we just do it, but we're not in love. We have fallen out of love with the Creator. Hallelujah. So, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit move in our lives. Allow the Holy Spirit to show you, show me, when about falling out of love with God. You know, love, agape love. This is what happens when I'm looking at love from the standpoint of a relationship with husbands and wives. Let me start with that. Fell in love with each other. They were up and down doing this, doing that with each other. They couldn't wait to talk to each other, call each other. They wanted to be with each other. I mean, and they were they couldn't get enough of each other as they dated and they got married and they, you know. So then all of a sudden, things start happening in their lives. Maybe they're not spending as much time together anymore because of the different things in life, the different issues and stuff, so they're not spending that time, everybody working, everybody exhausted, or maybe the couple have children now, so they're not spending that quality time and stuff, and everybody just moving, coming home, do this, bump up, and go back, and so before you know it, after a while, falling out of love with each other. They're not excited about each other anymore. This is what Christ is speaking to us. And usually those type of marriages, if you don't touch it, if they don't get into, if God don't intervene, it will end up in divorce. There's one place spiritually you don't want to be with God. God said to love him with our heart, soul, and mind. Hallelujah. So even if we cannot fall in love with coming to the prayer line, we cannot fall in love with reading our Bible, but, you know, we got to fall in love, go back to the Creator, the one who inspired men to read the Bible, the Creator whose breath that we breathe. Go back to him. Don't do a form of godliness. Go back to him. He said, you have for, he said, you come back. He's calling you. He's calling you. Come back to me. Let it not be a form of godliness, but emotions. Some people, they will go to church every Sunday, which is nothing wrong. Right after church, you ask them, what did the pastor preach? They don't know nothing. It's just a form of godliness. They don't, I can't remember. I think he said so and so. And they don't, even right now, if I put this down, somebody asks you, what the apostle Marco and preach of, or what is scripture, what did she say? Some of you will say, oh, I was on, but I fell asleep. And maybe one or two persons will say, well, she spoke on so and so. And how does this, every time we come to the word of God, it's supposed to impact your life. The Logos word turned into a rhema word to impact your life. What is Jesus talking about? Oh, also, I'm in love. No. What is Jesus speaking about? Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. This is falling out of love with God. And then he said, he that have an ear, let him hear what is to him that overcometh, that I would give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The tree of life. Remember in the Garden of Eden, we had the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If the Adam and Eve had taken from the tree of life, they would have lived eternally forever. I mean, then there would be no sin. That tree of life represents Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So he said, if you do this thing, you will eat from the tree of life. And that's for true eternity. Because when you walk and live by Christ and you love him and you do what is right, there's no way you will go to hell or you will live in different, you know, go through different, you will go through things, but not it's as if you're living for the world. And then the Lord just spoke to me. He said they're falling in love with the idea of coming to the prayer line. They're falling in love with the form of godliness, denying the power within. So, Father, this morning, we thank you for your word that you have brought through this morning. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We repent, O God, in the name of Jesus. Rekindle our Holy Spirit, rekindle our love of for Almighty God. Let rekindle in there, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for being so busy doing church things, but not doing what you've called us to do. Fall in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, because who the Lord loves, he chastises. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this word, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Restore unto us that joy of your salvation. We thank you for the unspeakable love of joy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the holy and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you this morning. Please read the scripture to Revelations 2, 1 to 7. In the name of Jesus, have a wonderful and a blessed day. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye. I wanna sit at your feet.